Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Jordan Schultz of the Schultz Report had news. Sources, Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. He writes, as I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. Joining us now is our Washington insider, our good friend Ben Standig from The Athletic. So I'll just ask you, what do you make of this report?
I don't make too much of it. I'm not going to change my stance and that this is ultimately going to get resolved. And this is how negotiations work to some degree when you especially have a high profile player. A few weeks ago, as Schultz said that he put something out. He posted that. McLaurin missed or wasn't there for OTAs. Obviously that was true, but there's been no other real follow up. It's just coming from this one guy. So I'm not saying he's not being told this. I just don't think it means much more than it's just negotiations. I'm not going to. My stance has been, wake me up when we get close to training camp if something still isn't done. If he were to miss mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks, all right, that's a little something. But again, the players only have so much leverage, in any discussion. And, putting something out there publicly to potentially help, bolster fan support and that type of deal is something that they can do. So for me, to me, this is just kind of what that is for now. I don't really see too much. I don't see too much reason to be concerned. The one thing I've said, and I think we talked about this when I was on earlier the week, that, the age might be the only thing, not that Terry's an old guy, but of the top 15 or so player wide receivers in terms of annual average salary, only Tyreek Hill is older than him.
Right.
So unless Washington is really hammering home that point in terms of a multi-year deal and, I don't know what you would point to suggest he's falling off anytime soon. But that would be the only thing. And even that, I just don't see it being a huge deal. So I'm not going to freak out about this. I can imagine some are or fans are, but I'm not going to at this stage.
Yeah, that's what I pointed out is just that, from the team side, if there's any truth to that, he's frustrated, it may be about, look, we want you. We want to give you a big contract extension, but you're not a top five average annual guy at this point, entering your early 30s. Real quickly, though, did Terry, when these OTA days, first of all, in 2022, just so everybody remembers, he missed OTA days and he missed mandatory minicamp. In fact, he was fined the mandatory minicamp, whatever that number was, because he didn't get his deal signed until June 28th, and that was after mandatory minicamp. But I look, you know that I was sort of non-compass last week and out of it last week, but wasn't he present at OTA days, but just not a participant?
No, he wasn't in Ashburn last week, but he had been with the team earlier in the broader context of the off-season program, you know, being in the building, you know, listening, you know, being around the teams. But once it became just the formal part is when he went away. So, you know, I guess the thing, you know, he's been with the team at points this offseason already. You know, like of the three main guys who've been away, you know, Lattimore is the one who hasn't been around at all. The other two have been around to some degree at various points. So, you know, look, I don't put, like I said, it is what it is. You know, if he wants to, use this leverage as just that, then you know, so be it. These are voluntary. You know, when it happened, I remember in 2022, one thing that was unique about that was Carson Wentz was just arriving, so there was no chemistry, you know, having been established. And whereas this one, obviously, you know, Terry and Jaden Daniels are coming off a monster season. He's been in now Cliff Kingsbury's offense, et cetera. So, you know, it's not that dire from that perspective either. And, you know, Terry's always been, you know, on top of his game in terms of being in shape, being prepared. And I would imagine nothing will change on that front.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is actually going to be the first contract extension with, you know, a good existing player that Adam Peters and company have produced, correct? We didn't have one last year.
No, Sam Cosmi, that was under this regime, right? That was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stan corrected. I mean, much younger player, obviously, and a different situation. I think, you know, whatever the report is and how much accuracy there is, I'm not going to delve into. I kind of feel the way you do. And I also agree with you, like, you know, I'll be concerned, you know, or it'll be an issue if we're, you know, a day before training camp and no deal's been done, which we're 2 months away from, or a little bit less than 2 months away from. But I do think now, like, part of me in kind of looking at this, because before you jumped on with me, I was looking at, you know, the salaries, and I'm like, you know, this is one of those challenging contract extensions, you know, and I even suggested that it's not unusual for older players seeking a contract extension that kind of seems deserved. I mean, Cincinnati's going through it right now with Trey Hendrickson. Now, he is wildly underpaid based on his production. But, you know, the older a player gets, the more complicated this becomes. And it seems like there is often kind of this, you know, level of reporting or, you know, truthful in sort of tone to the relationship where there's some frustration. It's going to be interesting to see how the team handles it. Because this is a guy who's wildly popular, is one of the best people you'd ever want on your roster, in your locker room, in your building, but he's 30 years old. And we are, you know, probably 2 years, 3 years max away from him, more likely than not, based on the position, him being and approaching the downside of his career. And you also, Ben, with Terry, he's an interesting conversation every offseason, but much more so this offseason after finally having an NFL quarterback, starting quarterback, to throw to him about where he gets slotted. You know, and during the break, I just pulled this up. PFF last week basically ranked the top 32 receivers ahead of the 2025 NFL season into tiers. And their tier one, which I would have had as two receivers, they had as three. A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. For me, Jefferson and Chase are in their own stratosphere, and then we can talk about what comes next. But they had Brown, Jefferson, and Chase in tier one. Tier two, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, CeeDee Lamb, Nico Collins, Tariq Hill, and then when we got to tier three, Mike Evans, and then Terry McLaurin, along with Drake London, Malik Nabers, Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, Brian Thomas Jr., Devontae Adams, all in tier three. Now, they had Terry ranked as the second tier three guy, which would put him at number 10 overall, but that's kind of part of you know, the agent and the negotiating group for Washington, he's got an age thing, and then there's this perception thing with Terry. It comes up with other players as well. But don't you feel like Terry's been one of these guys that's people have viewed as very underrated, and now you got to be careful not to overrate him after he played with a starting quarterback for the first time?
Yeah, look, obviously his first, you know, several years in the league, the quarterback situation was, you know, almost comical if it wasn't sad for all of us who were watching it unfold. Now he gets, you know, what looks to be a dynamic star quarterback in this league, and he has a career-high 13 touchdown receptions and so much, you know, went right last year for him. He was a third-round pick when he came in, so he didn't arrive with crazy hype. In fact, as we all remember, there was a lot of this talk about he's going to play special teams. How he may shine originally. You know, he doesn't have, you know, he's very fast based on normal humans. Based on the NFL, he doesn't, you know, doesn't even raise an eyebrow with his speed. He's got fine size, but he's not this hulking presence on the perimeter like an A.J. Brown or a Calvin Johnson. So, like, it's hard to distinguish, like, in your mind's eye, like, what is, you know, what's a Terry McLaurin play? He's great with the contested catches, and we all have noticed that for sure, and made highlights. But, I he's, like, you know, he's essentially not a diva type. I know maybe that's
right.
This isn't the day to say that if you're going to be holding out. But, you know, in general, this is a good negotiation. And he's not been that guy at all. He's, you know, all about helping the community in ways that are real. I went to one of his charity events a couple weeks ago, and it was just another example of how he gives his, you know, not just his money or his name, but his time and thought to helping, you know, different parts of the area community. He obviously, from a locker room perspective, is, you know, we've heard other guys around here over the years who have been perceived as leaders who are not necessarily viewed that way to the max in the locker room. Terry is. And, you know, again, when they're talking, when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are talking about, you know, they know what it means to be a commander, I don't know how this guy isn't on the poster. So, you know, I get why he doesn't make, you know, when people say who are the best receivers and his name, Terry is pretty high, but, you know, it doesn't come up as easily as some of the others. But, you know, after what he did last year in particular, he showed, hey, give me a good quarterback and you know, watch me go.
Yeah. It's for, you know, NFL teams are different than a lot of businesses, you know, but typically in most businesses, you don't go in and pitch, you know, on what you've accomplished looking for increased compensation. You pitch based on what you're going to do moving forward. And that's, you know, there's a dynamic that exists in an NFL situation where you got to be careful, because if you don't take care of those players that have been really good in so many different ways, you can start to develop a reputation of not taking care of the players that should have been taken care of. But they've got a job to do here. You know, they've got a cap to manage, and he is going to turn 30 when the season begins. But to your point, like, there was no sign at all at any point of Terry McLaurin looking like, you know, he's towards the back end of his prime years. You know, even though by age, he's probably approaching more of the back end of his prime years. And a 3-year or a 4-year contract extension paying him, what looks like very expensive today is tomorrow's bargain. You know, if he ends up getting close to what he wants, let's just call it $30 million, and he's in the top 6 or 7, you know, that'll be, by the time we get to next year, you know, barely top 10. And in 2 years, back to top 15-ish. I don't know. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get done. Let's conclude with that. You as well or not?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when I saw the tweet, before you guys reached out about coming on, I saw the tweet and I was like, okay, so I guess this is a topic for today. And it changes the tenor of the conversation a little bit because this update is more aggressive than just simply he isn't there. But look, we've already seen it on this particular player. In the same circumstance, more or less, we've already seen a deal get negotiated and executed, and he showed up and, all was well. And we see this happen all the time around the league. Dallas had the situation with CeeDee Lamb and then eventually got that done. And, CeeDee Lamb's a guy who's like, he's just several years younger than Terry. He's like, third right now in terms of annual average salary, from a overall like team perspective and community and locker room, you can make a case that Terry McLaurin is as valuable as CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb's younger. CeeDee Lamb is more physically imposing and that's what it is. Eventually, even if that's like a point of, hey, what about, why are we getting paid the same as this guy? I imagine eventually things get done. And again, I'm not here to take away somebody else's money or worth, but, I've been projecting in my head just like a $30 million annual average salary.
Right.
Like, T. Higgins is a little bit less than that. DK Metcalf is younger, is a little bit more than that. It's very good money. I don't imagine it's like going to, even Washington's stubborn. I don't imagine Terry's like going, well, this is unfair. This is unlivable. Or anything along those lines. So, like I said, I'm with you. I'm nonplussed about any of this until we get, outside of the mandatory minicamps and we get, like you said, a couple days before training camp. Then, okay, you can get me more intrigued. But right now, I think it'll eventually get done.
All right, let me go back to something we talked about yesterday, but this was before we had an OTA day yesterday. You didn't really have an answer as to how they felt. We did hear from Joe Witt Jr. On whether or not, they are plussed or nonplussed about the absence and continued absence of Marshon Lattimore. Here's what Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday about Lattimore's fourth miss on an OTA day.
Okay, Marshon hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint. From a mental standpoint, the coaches have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here.
So another day in the books since we talked yesterday. What do you think they're thinking? Do you have any idea? Because I guessed yesterday, I bet they're not totally pleased with this.
Yeah, so that was my question to Joe Witt, and the way I framed it was,
you ask great questions. You really do. Seems like every time I pull a soundbite, I swear to God, that is interesting to me, you ended up asking the question. But go ahead.
Well, we knew he was not there the week prior, but didn't definitively know that if he had not been in the building at all. So I kind of purposely asked, what have you seen? Because the previous question I was asked, what have you seen? What player stood out to you watching? And he mentions Jerron Payne. So I was like, so, okay, to that end, what is, if you've seen him, what has stood out about Lattimore? And then he says, well, he hasn't been here. And, again, this is all part of the deal. He's a voluntary practices, all that. But I don't know. I took a little bit from Joe Witt's response to say, hey, you know, I guess we'll just see what he's like when he gets here. As, yeah, you know, maybe he should be here, right? Because it's not just that he's a veteran player who's, you know, had a lot of success in the league and is just choosing to be away. Here's a guy who, you know, got traded here last year, who missed a chunk of time because of a hamstring injuries that aren't just a one-off. This has been lingering for several years. And then, you know, the performances were at best uneven. And then two of the three playoff games weren't good really at all. So you would think that this would be like, hey, if I'm really motivated and focused on helping this team out, I'm showing up. Again, it's voluntary. He doesn't have to do that. He may be very well in the best shape of his career and has no issues, but the team doesn't know that. Even like Witt saying, like, you know, people, you know, we've had people, you know, in constant communication with him, suggest that he's not one of those people, and defensive coordinators got to delegate. But, you know, I would think like, hey, wouldn't you want to be reaching out to this guy unless, yeah, maybe like, let him sort it out. I don't want to get into it. So meaning if I'm the DC, so I don't want to, put too much my thoughts onto what he's actually thinking. But yeah, I kind of took it as a little bit like, yeah, well, he's not here. I guess we'll see what happens when he gets here, as kind of like, yeah, this is not ideal.
Yeah, I didn't really have a reaction to what he said. I played it because I was curious as to what you thought. I was looking for maybe at least a hint of some sort of an expression of being irritated, annoyed. But, you know, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. Ear of the beholder. We do this every year, and I've talked about it now for a second consecutive day. I just, honestly, the only thing when these things come up for me is it is a peek inside the self-awareness window, the decision-making window. And this isn't a good look for Lattimore. It doesn't mean anything is in terms of whether or not he'll play great next year. There's no evidence that says that ties OTA attendance or off-season attendance to wins and losses. But when you are new in a place where you have not established what you established before, he's got a history of not showing for these OTAs in New Orleans. But in many cases, that was coming off a Pro Bowl kind of a season. He not only didn't establish himself here last year, it was the opposite of that. It was very disappointing after the trade. And now there are reasons for it. We understand that. Injuries. But when he was available, he wasn't very good. Hit and miss, best case, you know, description. With a new team in an environment that has this vibe of all hands on deck, everybody's in, everybody loves the culture. I don't know. I think it's a really small commitment to make to show up to one or two of these things if you're in his position. You know, that's assuming there's no personal issue here, you know, that he's dealing with, but we haven't had any indication of that. So I think that being irritated with it, if you're a fan or even if you are on that team, is justifiable. And clearly, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I've used this line before, but like, you know, last year, as we all watched, it was basically a Disney movie for this team. Just, you know, the unbelievable highs, and none of us were all sitting here going, is this really happening? What's going on? This is crazy. And, you know, with Jaden and, you know, it just kind of kept going on and on and on and all the way to the NFC Championship game. The one character, though, that was like reading from a different script, at least tonally, seemed to be Lattimore. He, you know, he arrived midseason. He wasn't there for the whole, you know, bonding training camp and that stretch. He hadn't been there when this team was, you know, having these big wins and getting on these rolls. He wasn't there when they spent a week together in Arizona. So he's coming in with his own baggage. And like you said, this is, you know, holding out was kind of his MO, or not holding out, but missing some of the voluntary practices was kind of his MO in New Orleans. You know, from my sense was that, you know, people who are around the team in New Orleans, like, that there wasn't any real love lost seeing Marshon Lattimore leave. Obviously, the Saints are in a bit of a different situation. You know, they're more of a struggling team now than they are a contender. So it made sense for them to move on. But, you know, there's been some questions about his, you know, how he connects with, you know, team management, what have you. And, yeah, I mean, it, like you said, I think there is a lack of self-awareness. It feels like, and I don't want to get in somebody's head and all that, but like, it does feel like Dan Quinn's greatest gift last year was having all these guys rally together, you know, these sort of like, you know, misfits trying to figure out how do we pull together? Cause that's the only way we're going to win. And he did it to a great degree. And Lattimore continues to feel like he's focused on his story and not the broader one, which, you know, look, I mean, to each his own, but at the same time, when you're coming off the injuries, when you're coming off those couple of poor performances and you weren't with, you know, you weren't with this team during some of these highs, then yeah, I mean, I think it's a little concerning. And I just to the broader question, for all the talk about the culture and how things have changed, and look, there's a million reasons to believe that it has, but to me, a huge part of this season is going to be now what happens with that culture when new pieces are coming in. You know, the Houston, you know, Tunsil isn't here yet. We'll see how that goes. And that's, you know, again, fine, he's not here. But part of the reason why seemingly Houston moved on from him was that, you know, the reports out of Houston have been that the chemistry in the offensive line room wasn't good, and they decided to make a change, and they changed out the guy who's the number one lineman.
Exactly.
All right, well, what does that mean? What does that mean going forward? Maybe nothing, but, you know, he's not considered to be like a leader type. So how does that fit into this ecosystem? You know, perhaps the same thing with like a Deebo Samuel, but he's showed up so far. He's done all the things that you would expect. He's a guy that is coming off a down season heading into a contract year. He clearly seems to understand what all that means, and he's, you know, looks like he's doing all the stuff. So each player has their own unique vision and path, and Lattimore's right now does feel a bit odd considering what transpired last year.
Look, I think the league needs to do something about this. Tommy wrote about it the other day. You know, make them mandatory or don't do them. You know, because you basically put the player into a position to look bad, and even the team to look a bit foolish at times. But with that said, I think most of you people out there listening, not all of you people, but most of you people, if you were new to a company and there was a voluntary activity to kind of kick off the season or the work event, and 87 out of the 90 employees were attending and you were brand new and you just decided to skip it, I just don't think it's a good look. And I put that on Tunsil too. You know, there's just a lack of, you know, in when you're new to anything and everybody else, including everybody that's been there, is showing up for something that's voluntary, I can't imagine not showing up. But that's just me. Thank you for jumping on with short notice. I will talk to you later.
Always, man. See ya.
Ben Standig, everybody. Something else Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday about the defensive pass rush and the defensive run stopping in 2025, I thought was interesting. I'll play it for you next.
All right, Ravens have signed receiver Rashad Bateman to a contract extension. It is a 3-year deal with it that includes $20 million in guaranteed, worth up to $36.75 million. GM Eric DaCosta also said that they are in introductory stages of an extension for 2023 MVP Lamar Jackson. The Pittsburgh Penguins have hired Rangers assistant coach Dan Muse as their next head coach. This hire follows rumors that Caps assistant coach Mitch Love was a top candidate for the job. The Oilers, they close out the Panthers in an overtime thriller last night. They win 4-3. Leon Draisaitl skates it off with the overtime winner on the feed from Connor McDavid. The Nats, they shut out the Cubs by a score of 2-0. Mackenzie Gore, with 7 innings pitched, struck out 7 batters, only gave up 3 hits and no earned runs. They'll continue their series tonight. Jake Irvin takes the bump. Nats on deck with Charlie and David, 6:15 on 106.7 The Fan. First pitch at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what is trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.